thoughts on Nogier's debut? He seemed pretty comfortable out there.
Yeah, he got a bunch of touches on his first shift, which I think helped him, and he skates well, and moved the puck well. Real good reads, a couple of tough D-zone face-off loss reads that aren't easy to pick up, and he had no problem with it. I was pleased with his game.
The guys in the room admitted that it was a bit of a slow start tonight.
Yeah, there wasn't a shot through, I don't think, the first 6 minutes for either team, and they had some time, didn't get some pucks to our net on our end, and then we started to skate quite a bit better.
So it was mostly the need to get their feet going to generate?
Well, I think they've got a real quick team. I guess you maybe not have seen it. They've got a real good quick team, and they're a pretty heavy forechecking team, and we've got a bunch of new guys back there. So we were off gap and maybe slightly tentative early, but not to the point that it cost us anything, and then we got stronger.
Good. Talk about guys being drivers. Just a thought on the play of the line of Scheifele and Wheeler and Perreault.
Not just tonight. When you look at the game winner last, Mark Scheifele in battle, I thought that Mark's last game was one of his strongest of the year on physicality in his game, that line. At the end of the day, I like what Matty Perreault does. I like the way Mark's playing, but Blake Wheeler has been driving it, as he has done all year. And two big goals tonight, but his... He gets wired for the game, and it doesn't matter the surroundings, and he's just been so good for our team.
What's worked well on the power play, Paul, in the last four games?
Well, we've got really one unit going, and there's a lot of really good motion up top by those guys. They're veteran, and they've got some experience moving around, so a lack of motion earlier in the year hurt us. It was something we've been striving for. Having Blake find his way to the top has really been the key, because he gets across the line with that speed as well as anybody, and you're seeing him placing shots, head up, placing shots from the blue line, which is hard to do. I think that's the strength.
What's the biggest difference you notice in between that first and the second power play? You know, just
some of it's finish. You know, Patty had the crossbar there last game, but Nicky Ehlers, there were a lot more close good chances on that power play, not the last one, but certainly on the 4 minute minor, and it's just a matter of getting those to go.
When you talk about the motion and the movement that you're seeing on that first unit, are you seeing it on the second one?
Not quite as much. Yeah, they're getting stuck on the walls a little bit.